All right, guys, it's day two of the 30-day keto challenge. Starting weight 335, weight currently 331.8. Day two of the 30-day keto adaptation period. Woke up with a headache this morning, which I guess I kind of felt coming on last night. I was hoping I'd be able to sleep it off, but definitely woke up with that, so I'm going to drink a lot of water this morning. I tried to do the butter and the coffee, and because of work, my coffee got cold really fast, and now I don't want to drink it. It just doesn't do it for me now, and it's my fault because I didn't put it in like a thermos. I put it in a cup, and it just got cool really quickly. And then I'm having two cans of tuna that were packaged in olive oil, mixed with some seasonings and a little bit of mayo, which is actually pretty good. I'm finding that working from home, I'm a lot more I'm a lot more okay with just eating whatever just to get through the day, and not like normally when you're working in the office, you just kind of I don't know, it just seems like my palate is different. If I'm at home, I'm not pressed to go find something delicious and savory and all that. Like, this tuna is perfectly fine at 7 in the morning. I'll probably do like eggs at lunch, and then work out and have probably a bigger meal. I have some neck bones that I might try to cook today. Never done neck bones before, and every time I've had them, they're like, you know, soaked and cooked in a gravy and things like that. So this will just be in the oven. Won't be anything special, and you know, they don't have a ton of meat, but I've always enjoyed them, so I figured why not try them. They got not a ton of meat, but meat and fat, so I think it'll be an all right dinner. Let's see what else. I haven't checked my weight yet. I'll wait until I get back from the gym to do that. Although, you know, traditionally you'd be your lightest weight first thing in the morning, because I'm eating a little bit later, I think that's going to play a part on that. So right now I'm just eating when I'm hungry. And if I even think I'm hungry, I'll start to eat. So, I was listening to a show on YouTube. I forget the guy's name, something Muscle or Muscle something, but he had the keto counterculture guy on, Danny Vega, and they were talking about the difference between like feeling satiated and being full. So that was kind of an interesting thing that I hadn't really ever considered, is that, you know, sometimes, you know, some of us are preset to want to feel full. And then some of us are preset to want to just like stop eating when we feel satiated. And so separating those two things is really interesting for me, because I definitely am used to eating until I am full, I'm stuffed. Whereas, you know, if you're eating the right foods and at the right pace, you'll feel that satiation much, much quicker than you'll feel full. So I think that's a goal for me now, is to try and get to where I'm satiated and not trying to fill my stomach just to the brim. So that was an interesting take that I and I listened to that while I was, you know, falling asleep, so but I definitely remember that. I think I'll finish watching that today at some point. Side note, I hate when people come to, and that sounds, it's funny because hate kind of is contradicting, but emotional people at work. I think that's the worst place to be emotional, because everyone has this predetermined set of understanding of how you should behave at work, and then there's always those people that come into that space with an emotional, you know, stance, and it's like you're making everyone uncomfortable, because we've all been trained that, you know, this isn't the place to be, you know, sassy, and don't get me wrong, it's okay to be whatever, whoever you are, but just like when you come into a space and you're just like combative and emails crazy, like that stuff just bothers the crap out of me. But it's neither here nor there. I'm living a much better life now than I was 3-4 years ago, so I can't really complain. I will, but I shouldn't. But yeah, so that's what we're doing this morning. About to hit work and knock that out until lunch, and then probably you may hear me at lunch if I don't take too long to get going. If not, then you'll hear me after I work out. So I'll see you then. All right, and finally headed to the gym off work. It's been a sucky week at work. Not even like, it's just, I don't know. I guess I probably shouldn't even talk about it. But work is done, so now I'm headed to the gym. I'm definitely going to do a different set of workouts starting next week, just because I like more, I like training splits where it's like very body specific, body parts. I don't know. I just don't like doing full body workouts 3 days a week. Like, I like upper, lower, push, pull, that type of thing. Because then I feel like I get more out of it, even though I'm probably getting more out of it the other way. But just for me personally, I like to, if it's a chest day, you know, chest and traps or back or whatever, you know, group those things together. But this workout that Chris is doing or putting out for his. This shit been overdue. I'm still not over you. This shit been overdue. It's a T-Mix, baby. They be like, how many songs can you make about a booty?
Like a thousand.
Ooh, girl, you gon' let that thing gon' get this pounding. I'm not finished, I'ma hit it in the shower. So get that thing to the booty, ready to get into it. I'm out to bay. You fuck with lamos. They just copy me. They work at Kinko's. Tell your big friend, come give me them Kinko's. Tell her her eyes and her legs gon' be in back of her head. I can't even imagine what your DM look like. Ooh, I see the future, you what my BM look like. Ooh, say you got a man that don't even look right. But I know you be creeping, girl, I see you tonight. Just give me 30 minutes, baby, I'll be on the way.
I'm on the way.
Just keep that pussy on the spread. You think I'm getting booed up, baby, oh no, not today.
I'm not today.
I'm about to bust it out the frame. Dick dancing everywhere, I do the ball Johnson. Dick it down, take you around, got them all hopping. You been ballin', baby, this ain't even called shopping. Money get you wet, diamonds get your jaws dropping. Make that bottom suit up. I like the way you make that bottom suit up. She make that bottom. I just wanna see you make that bottom suit up.
to make that bottom suit up. Ooh, make that bottom suit up. To make that bottom. I just wanna see you.
Okay. I've done this 3 times now, so I'm not going to talk very long this time just because I'm annoyed with my computer and my... I don't think the microphone's the problem, just my computer wasn't working. So today's day 2. Yesterday's weight was 335 post-workout. Today post-workout, I was 330... I just had it. Hold on. 331.8. So it's about a 3 pound difference. That's water. That's coming off the weekend where I was just kind of pigging out in anticipation for this diet. So I knew I was gonna lose the weight or lose some weight fast just from water and all that stuff. I feel good. I stopped and got some steaks and some avocados from Trader Joe's. So I had steak and eggs and some mashed cauliflower for dinner tonight. So that's it for today. And tomorrow I don't think I'm going to work out. We'll see. It depends on how I feel. But once, cause I have to go into the office. So, it'll be a longer day for me, or a regular day, however you want to look at it. But I'm just glad to be 2 days in and be feeling all right. Supplements are still going good. Water retention is coming down, obviously. So I'm just happy to be feeling good because I know I only got a couple more days of you know, the carbs in the tank before it's like, okay, now shit's hit the fan. And I don't say shit hit the fan, but I'll be empty on carbs and my body's going to be trying to figure out where to get the energy from. So that's that. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.